Lieutenant Perk. Did you notice anything?
No, what?
The door didn't click.
Yes, I know. Sam's been busy at the oil can. About time.
Oh.
Reporting in service, starting mileage 9532, 9532. Whoopi code 6 in the vicinity of Washington Place and Roberts for about an hour with Captain Lugo. Be on the air if you want us.
1-5-6-10-4, code 6, Washington and Roberts, mileage 9532. 6:09 p.m. Unit 5-6 in service on the night watch.
Code 6 means we'll be out for investigation. By the way, this is Don Reed, a police recorder. You're riding in the back seat of Detective Unit 5-6. And that was Sergeant Ron Perkins reporting us in service on the night watch. If you're with us, remember, I'm recording this as it happens. And the people you meet are not actors. This is it. This is real. This is night watch.
Night Watch, the actual on-the-scene report of your police force in action. There are no actors, there is no script. Every voice, every sound is authentic. The investigations are recorded as they actually occur. Night Watch, presented with the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, W.M. Hildebrand, Chief. We switch you now to Detective Unit 5-6, somewhere in the field, and to police recorder Don Reed.
Control 1-5-6, come in.
5-6, go ahead.
Control 1-5-6, meet unit 5-4 at 1423 Hillview. Regarding a victim of a slugging who refuses medical treatment and won't sign a complaint.
5-6-10-4. Captain Lugo's with us in case you want to get hold of him.
Control 1-5-6-10-4.
Second gearing to a stop. Uniform car parked out in front of the house. Looks like we'll be a little late for dinner. We were on our way with Captain Lugo when one of the uniform cars bumped into a problem here. Uniformed Officer Arch Cameron, waiting on the porch. Go up with Captain Lugo and Sergeant Perkins, see what it's all about.
What do you have, Arch?
Oh, we have a woman here. She's been drinking pretty heavy. She got in an argument with her boyfriend, hit him over the head with a rolling pin. He doesn't want to sign a complaint. He doesn't want any medical treatment.
Okay, I'll have a captain. I'll go and talk to them.
Let's go inside. Modest home, but messy. Whiskey bottles, room filled with cigarette smoke. Woman standing. Man stretched out on the van, blood flowing from a head wound. Shirt splattered with clerk.
You don't want to get up in front of,
You don't want to get up in front of anybody, do you?
No, I don't want to get up in front of, a judge.
Well, you're going to do it right now, fella.
I've got a kid. They're just jumping on the other side.
Did you order one?
I certainly did. They're taking over in Los Angeles.
You going to leave this, the premises here?
I'll be glad to. Trust my heart and body.
What about this injury here? What are you going to do about
it?
I don't care what you do about it. He's talking to me. He's alive. Yeah, I remember one time you had a rough nose here, too. This time I didn't. I'm just wondering whether you want to call the doctor for him. I certainly do not. No, I just wanted you to... You don't want any medical treatment? No, sir. Okay. All I want to do is go to the outside of Culver City and...
You wait right here, Captain.
If you will, please.
I don't care what you do. As long as he's out of here, he comes back with the car.
You will.
All right.
I tell you what. If he comes through the window, I'll come.
Have you been drinking?
I did, but not with him. He wasn't here.
I say, have you been drinking?
That's true. But not with him.
Well, seems they've both been drinking.
If you allow the captain.
I'll lock myself in here.
I'll get out of trouble studying, so help me. I never will be in here again. That's not bad. It's the same old hole in my head that came back again. She thinks I'm Irish and it'll coagulate by itself.
There's a cab rolling up out in front.
Are you the chief of police?
No.
No. Thank you very much.
Hey, wait,
Go ahead, take a look at it. What's wrong with you?
How'd you get hit with?
Huh?
What'd you get hit with?
Well, she hit me with her heel of her shoe.
Now you know
the truth.
Either way,
do you want to sign a complaint against this lady?
Of course I don't.
You don't? You want medical treatment?
No, sir.
You refuse medical treatment?
Yes, sir.
Cameron? Cameron?
Come
here. I wanted to make a report of this. She said that she hit him with that pin over there, that rolling pin.
I didn't do it.
An injury there that she was hitting him with a rolling pin. He refuses medical treatment. He doesn't go on to sign a complaint against this lady here. Is that right? You made the statement you hit him with that rolling pin.
I certainly did hit him with a rolling pin. And if he comes and do my one, I'll pull him. I'll take a hammer next time.
All right. So you make a report on that.
You can put that down, too.
This man doesn't want medical treatment. He's leaving. He's ordered a cab. So if he doesn't want medical treatment, we can't force him to have it.
You are, to the best of your knowledge, under good presence of mind, that you'd be able to speak for yourself. Is that
yes,
right,
sir?
Well, speak
okay.
up, then.
My head is clear.
All right. Now, that's for the record.
How about the other side?
For the record. Okay. You got the record?
You're a lucky boy. You better go now.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
And don't you come back.
Don't tell her.
The next time I'll take a hammer to you.
Cab driver.
Yes, ma'am.
Particularly bewildered expression on his face.
In Los Angeles.
He's assisting our injured man out to his camp. Well, I guess that takes care of that. What are you smiling about, Kurt?
Well, the captain was just saying this is the third time we've been down here this year. Either she slugged him or he slugged her.
I wonder who's ahead. Dropping down our speed considerably.
Now we're cutting the red lights. They're reflecting into the fog. It makes it harder to see. I'm trying to make out the names on the streets. Let's see. Now, it's Bentley's. Bentley's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, next one. The next street now. Here, just hold on. The red light. Just visible through the fog up ahead. That'll be the uniformed car. It's stopped. Apparently, they have the house pinpointed. Officer Don Ellis over here, flashing his light around.
See anything yet, Don?
Yeah, just got a glimpse of her. She's in the kitchen.
You know her?
Yeah, I know her and her husband.
Look, you go back and talk to her, and we'll go around and see if we get in the front way.
Right. Tiptoeing. Moving around to the back of the house. It's dark. The fog's wet, dripping off the eaves.
Don Ellis, don't you remember me? Will you let me come in and talk to you? Huh? Oh, come on, let me talk to you a few minutes.
Just about 3 feet away, behind the glass door, lowering the gun, pointing it at us. Hammer is cocked.
No, I'm not. Please let me come in and talk to you a minute.
Don Ellis, 6 feet four, 250 pounds. Not batting an eyelash.
Well, maybe we could talk this out. I think you're looking at everything kind of wrong.
Cutting the screen with a penknife.
Please let me talk to you a minute.
Door is ajar.
Will you please? Huh?
If we can get to the ledge, we're in.
Please. I think we can talk this out. You got a little difficult, a little problem. Maybe I can give you a new slant on it.
Bright lights in the kitchen.
Well, come on, tell me about it. I'll be glad to listen.
See every expression on her face.
Oh, come on. Don't look at it that way. Please, come on. Please, come back and talk to me. Don't do anything drastic yet.
Taking the gun off us.
Please come and talk to me, please.
Placing it to her temple.
Will you do that for me?
No doubt about it being loaded. It's a revolver. See the shells in the cylinder.
Well, sure. Well, after all, we had a good time. Remember the barbecue we had out and back that night?
Trying to divert her mind.
Yeah, we had a good time that time.
Hole is big enough in the screen now.
Please come and talk to me.
Hand in. Slipping off the latch.
Will you please come and talk to me? Will you let me know what's trouble anyway. Maybe I can help you. You think that's the way the Lord wants things? After all, he gives us and takes us.
Well, I did it. She's lowering the gun. Wait a minute. Perkins and Cameron got through the front somehow. They're almost directly behind her.
Please, I'm right here at the back door.
I was just trying to keep her attention this way. They've grabbed her from behind. Let's move in.
I got the gun, Ellis.
Amazing thing, that didn't go off.
Won't go off now. The shell's on. We're going to have to put out a code 4.
Perkins going out to the radio car. Code 4. No further assistance necessary.
And you got every friend in the world. You got a lot of them right around you right now.
Yeah. I still want to kill myself.
No, you don't.
Oh.
I don't want to live anymore.
Well, sure. Well, why not?
I have nothing to live for.
Sure you have.
Oh, darling.
Oh, get a hold of yourself, girl. Everything isn't that dark.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. No. Oh, come on now. We don't even know how we could help you. You got all the friends in the world to help you. If it's financial, we'll help you financial. If it's choice in life, maybe we can help you there, too.
Look, for 2 months, I was back to taking care of his mother. Then I come back, and all of a sudden, the world blew up my face. I said I was wrong with another woman, and he wanted a divorce. I don't know who he's been going with. And it was news to me. I just can't take it. I still want to kill him.
No, so
I'll take
no.
that car and run it off a mountain.
Oh,
and
no.
Oh, yes, I will.
No, no, no.
You haven't taken anything now, have you?
I took some pills.
How many did you take, though?
Do I have to tell you?
Oh, I would like to know.
Did you take the whole bottle?
Where's the bottle at?
I threw it away.
Cameron, going to find the bottle. See what she's taken.
I know what I did.
Burke?
Yeah?
She's taken some kind of pills. Cameron's looking for the bottle.
Sleeping tablets. She's taking very many of these. She's in trouble.
Yeah.
How many of these did you take?
About 20 of them. What?
Why?
Because they'll kill you.
I'm going
to take you to a hospital.
You're not going to take me any place and pump my stomach up because I don't want to live. Please.
Well, we want you to.
Ellis, I don't think we'd better wait for an ambulance. Let's take her in the police car.
Oh, please.
Yeah, we better just ease her out.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go talk to Dr. First and Ellis before we go. Okay?
I gotta put another
drip. Oh, you look fine just the way you are. Well, we'll get a coat for you.
I look terrible.
You look real sweet.
Come on, go.
Do you want to
keeping her on her feet. Keeping her awake.
No.
Come on, put your coat on. Well, that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to go for a ride.
I don't want to go.
No, come on now. Put your coat on.
You've got my favorite one, huh?
It's a pretty coat. Okay,
let's
go. Come on.
I'm awfully ashamed.
Well, don't worry about
come
it.
Come on, we'll go talk.
Coaxing her out the door. On the street. Officer Ellis will ride back with her. Well, right in front.
listening to Night Watch and following the activities of a detective unit on its tour of duty. Remember, the people and sounds you are hearing are real, and the investigations are recorded in the field as they actually occur. We'll bring you the final results of tonight's action at the conclusion of Night Watch. And now we switch you to Detective Unit 5-6, somewhere in the field, and your police recorder, Don Reed.
This is the emergency hospital. We've been here for nearly an hour. The doctors have used the stomach pump on the woman patient and now have pronounced her out of danger. She's sitting on the operating table directly in front of me, but still badly shaken. The doctor is filling out his report.
What did you take? Did you take them all at once?
I took one handful.
One handful?
And then I took the gun.
We've already established these facts.
Can I go to sleep? Please.
The surgeon who assisted, coming over to talk to the woman.
Oh, I wouldn't want to do that. That would be the worst kind of an ending.
Why not be real quick, wouldn't it?
No, you'd be surprised. It wouldn't. It wouldn't be nearly as sudden as you think. That time that it takes to go over a cliff, it seemed like an eternity to you.
That's all right. Everything seems like an eternity anyway. So what's the difference?
Oh, tomorrow things will look brighter.
Oh, no, they haven't looked brighter for a month. So.
They haven't?
No.
You don't have any hopes then, huh?
No.
Well, I think you're mistaken about that.
I don't have any hope, so I wish everybody just leave me alone and do what I want. I should have a house again all by myself, sit there for days and days, and come home every night at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I just sit there, I can't stand it.
Now, you're gone from there.
I just couldn't stand it. I just blew my top. And I'm sorry. I'd rather go to hospital.
Oh. I think you're right. You're right about that.
Did you ever sit in house day after day from morning till night?
No.
Just get up and fired and feed the birds. Pedro and Hortense.
What? Is that the name of the little birds?
No, they're my goldfish.
Oh. Pedro and Hortense.
Uh-huh. Is that a horrible name for a goldfish?
No, I mean, it's kind of cute. Kind
of
cute.
Oh, no.
Captain Lugo. Been out here in the hall talking to the investigating officers. Coming over here to talk to the woman patient.
You know, here's the situation. The doctor's recommendation thought it best that you be hospitalized for a little bit and see if they can help you. So we are going to take you down there. And
where?
Down to the downtown.
No, wait a minute. You're not going to take me down to the psychiatrist or whatever they call the crazy people, because I won't go.
Well, you go down to the general hospital. That's the place to go. That's where we have to take everyone down to general hospital. And they will probably examine you there and try to give you some help.
I won't go.
Well, you are forced to go by the fact that the doctor said that you should go, and we're only trying to help you. Actually, you're not forced, but, I mean, we're taking you down there. We're assisting in taking you down there. And go right along down there and go up there for observation for a couple of 3 days.
I'm mentally ill.
I didn't say that. I'm not a doctor. The doctor recommended that you go to the hospital. Now, is that satisfactory with you?
Yes, I'll go. I think I need it.
Okay.
Oh, I want to go to sleep. I'm so tired.
What you have just heard is real. Recorded as it actually happened on the Night Watch. And now, back to Police Headquarters and Chief W.N. Hildebrand.
In tonight's first investigation, in which our officers were called to settle a quarrel between a man and wife, in the best interests of all concerned, it was decided merely separating the couple temporarily was the best solution. This decision was based on the officer's previous experience with the couple. In the final case of the woman threatening to take her life, she was sent to the General Hospital for observation. The results of this hospitalization brought about the complete recovery of the patient. After a couple of days' rest and counseling from a psychiatrist, the woman realized that any problem can be solved with patience and understanding. Tonight, she is home, and this entire episode is a thing of the past. Except in emergency, the average citizen has little contact with their local law enforcement officers. Many people are prone to forget that while most of the city sleeps, patrol cars and detective units are moving through the streets looking, watching, maintaining public security. To bring about this realization and the cooperation needed is the reason for Night Watch.
Thank you, Chief Hildebrand. You have been following the on-the-scene reports of your police force in action. Every voice, every sound has been real. Night Watch, brought to you through the cooperation of the Police Department of Culver City, California, is produced by Sterling Tracy and Jim Hedlock, with technical advice by Sergeant Ron Perkins, and is described in the field by police recorder Don Reed.